Rav Amar Aleph.
Okay.
Split it. You guys ready?
Are you in the
time of
the weekend also?
Vuna Mishmo, what was the Vuna?
Were
you doing
this
yesterday? Were you doing the Mishmo? Tosis. So Rashi said, on the Gemara, on the, when the Gemara brought, the Gemara brought the Chod Omer of Yudah Mishmuel, that which Yudah Mishmuel said, Kosh Eilu Yodei Betzi V'gid V'kedushin Lo Eilu Eisikim Bohen, right? So does he even have to know, does he even have to know that which Rav Huna said B'Shem Shmuel? What did Rav Huna say B'Shem Shmuel? Rav Huna said B'Shem Shmuel up above that the Allah is like Rav Yossi. That was the member of Rav Huna, Rav Huna Mishmuel. Allah is Rav Yossi. So when we said that Kol Sha'in Adev Adev Gim Kedushin, does he even have to know that Allah is Rav Yossi? Rashi said, we're talking about that there's going to be a Poisik in these in Yonim. So he should not have any Eisik with them unless he really is a Baki in them. Unless he's really a Baki. And the Shad of the Gemara was, what about this din? The din that the Lachos HaKab Yaisi, is that something which a Shechikot that will happen often enough that he's got to be even a Baki in that if he wants to Paskin? Or no, that's already like a far-out case, and therefore not knowing that doesn't really take away from his Bekir. That was a Shaila. And the answer was no, he's got to know that too. He's got to know that too. That's what Rashi learned. Tosis says a different shot. Loyal has to get bonds like Tosis. Pierce for contrast. Loyal dying the dover. Shemayata is forever because it's a very common thing. You might be matter in this era, but if you're not careful. The Zell, even Shloy Choliskin, because if you're matter in this era, like someone was saying here yesterday, you know, that can happen on Zavis and things which you can't really just undo. Right? So that's why you have to know everything. Rabbi's real Pierce. He says a different shot. Shaloya daber im hanoshim al izke kedushin lekadshum. He says, kol shnei david of gidush loyi loy esek imoim doesn't mean esek imoim to pass him, to be a dayan. He says esek imoim means that a person should not speak to noshim al izke kedushin lekadshum if he doesn't know the halachas of what creates a kedushin. Why? Shabam shem kudeshes b'amirasim. Maybe he'll do something that really makes him a Kudesh. It's like people who have all heard stories of these types of things. Yeah? There was a story here once in Rabbi Shemesh, I think. Yeah? People, you know, give something to Sarah, but Kudesh is like, oh, they weren't serious. Yeah, but he'll play around with these things. And he'll do something that he'll think that she's really not Mekudesh. But he won't really have that she is Mekudesh. So it's going to cause a big problem. That's the pshat that Rabbi Zeal learned from the Gemara. So Taisa says, it's because Tinoch b'kedushin, I understand that by kedushin, but b'gedushin, ma b'kachim yizbor she'enu megureshes. What are you worried about b'gedushin? So say something to her that she's megureshes, that he'll think that she's not megureshes, and she really was. So say something that created a gedushin, and he doesn't realize it. If that's the chash, what are you worried about? So we'll tell him, we'll give a good get. I mean, nothing bad happened in between. Fish from a kedushin, he made her into a kedushin, he didn't realize it. That's pretty bad, because, you know, that could lead to mamzeres or whatever. But over here, he made a divorce, he doesn't realize she's divorced. They don't realize she's divorced.
But she realizes. Right, what if somebody else realizes?
Right. Whatever. Not. No. They didn't think she's not.
Is.
No, they didn't think I'd
be wrong. But
the chashash
is.
The chashash is.
Why?
That he'll do something that he didn't realize works.
Right.
It
really did work.
Right.
No, they didn't. I'm sorry. That he didn't realize does work and he'll think it didn't work.
Right.
That's the chashash.
Or she'll think it worked.
Why didn't you say that?
She'll think it worked.
No.
He'll think it didn't work.
It didn't work.
The Chashash is the same as Kedushin. The Chashash is the same as Kedushin. That he'll do or say something that will make it Chal, and he'll think it wasn't Chal.
Okay.
So that's the Chashash, the by Kedushin, that's a big thing. Yeah, without any, and they think, and they think that she's not. By Gerishin, what's the worst that'll happen? So he'll think he still has to give her again.
Why
both die,
that
have kids,
why is always my
and then she'll be nibbled his brother, and that's bad news because it's a crucial.
By Gerishin,
no,
why
no,
would
no,
he
no, no, no,
about
no, 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 you're changing the chashash. That's what you're asking. Yes, the why didn't you say the chashash you just changed?
No, I cared. I made the right
No, the chashash.
The kiddush would work, she would think she's not the boy.
We're not asking kiddush, we're asking Gerishin.
She said Gerishin will work.
Yeah.
She'll think she's not the boy, right?
Right.
So they'll still living together. He drops dead tomorrow. She falls to evil. But she's not falling.
Ah, so she'll be over on Asia's
Ach?
Yeah. Okay.
Don't tell me.
Okay. You're saying she'll be over.
I already said. We're not talking about that. And what if she broke her foot?
Why is that wrong?
Okay.
No, you're like, saying our chashash. You're saying our chashash that could come out.
And Kurt. But Kurt's less of a problem.
But he's dead. What's the din? What's the din of a brother?
You can't go back. You can't marry. You cannot marry.
Guys want to marry his sister and his wife.
What are we talking about?
No. Yeah, what about going around?
Why can't marry his
brother? Dead wife.
No matter what.
An
Aishus. He's holding the bumpers now. Okay, good. He says the din. He's saying that's the din. No matter what, you can't marry the ach. Even if
other than Yibum.
Other than Yibum.
Other than Yibum. Aishus kind of. That's a big deal.
Well, that's
a big deal.
That's a big deal.
You
say, why does that. Yeah, but it could be. It could be more common.
No.
No, no, no. No, the poison. That's the problem. Okay, it could be your case is less common. Maybe coin is more common. That's the case. But you're saying, Tyson could have hopped on. Tyson could have hopped on. You hear me saying, Tyson could have said a chashash that she'll end up doing Yibum, thinking she has to do Yibum, even though she didn't have to do Yibum, and that is Isser. Okay? Okay, because we're but for that, we're also introducing that after the Shabbat again, he then died. Maybe Tyson wants to say Napkamina without that.
Instead of being Yibum, there's no
state condition that
she's
going to be married. No, but it'd be a
BSS. Yeah, BSS. The only way she's going to claim is if he dies.
No, so 1 second, let's see. No. Why?
So how else are you going to get through claim without getting divorced?
Bishema,
she's still married.
He's the claim. Maybe that means he's the claim. Bishema, there's never going to be a claim. There's going to be a claim. What choice is the problem? Fred Tyson. We don't have such a problem with here because let's say the Gerishin was Chavit, he thinks it wasn't Chavit. So where is it? Right. So
that's
the Gemara is saying,
up.
What's the problem? She's not going to go and have.
Why should the
Kurdian
take back his Grusha?
If she hasn't married him off before, why should she go back?
No, it's a, no, because she's a Grusha. By yourself, the din is.
Doesn't matter who she is.
Taisa says, no, that's not good. Could be Taisa means he's the Kaisa. And the Mela, he'll think it wasn't a game. She'll stay married to him the whole time. She's a Grusha. And he's being over on the Isra of a Kaisa Grusha. No, but he thinks
Taisa is okay. No, but they're not married.
But they're not married.
Yeah. They're
not
married.
Yeah, but it's worse. They're really not married.
He's living with her.
I know.
He's living with her.
Yeah, but that, if it wouldn't be a coin, that wouldn't be so bad. It wouldn't be a coin, that wouldn't be so bad. It's not deal.
No,
it's things, but they're married.
Not everybody has 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13,
no, who said no one has no more children?
Have you heard of her?
Even so, why is this going mad at all?
Well, 1 second. Two things you just spoke about. Oh, listen to this. Oh, great day to end of the month. The Rash Toivish. Two things that just came up. The Rash Toivish. Come on. Yeah. Listen to this. He says like this. His first kasha is like this. We just spoke about this. Two things that we just spoke about. First kasha is, why does it have to come into coin? Just say that if he thinks he's still married her and they continue to have via, then that's a bias nos.
Exactly.
Oh, so what's the tariff? Oh, so he says, that's what I said. It's not this, right. He thinks they're still married. It's still a miyuchatim. So that's the first thing he says. It's first of all, what does he mean, Isser Kedusha? He means the dinner. So the Shaykh Kedusha came in the Menuchedus line. The Sava Shuyi Ishtar. So it's not a Bias, no. It happens to be a Bias Shaloi that they're not married for. But me, the Raisa, if you're a Yuchid to each other, that's not called a Bias Nos.
People who live together, and they don't want to be married.
Especially in this case, that she thinks he's his wife.
I'm saying, it's not us, but two of them live together as if they're married.
Menuchedus line? What, me the right or the wrong? No, let me look at Chiz doing on purpose. It's us anyway. But I'm just saying, at least with the Yevon, it's not gonna. We're not. It's not such a chashash. We're not so worried about it. No. For one second. No. But okay. So that's. Listen to the next Nikud. He says, Ulam Kasha. I'm sorry to do this. I apologize to Shlomo for what I'm about to do. Ulam Kasha. Madua loy teres, why doesn't Tosfos answer? Shem and Yomis beloy bonim tis yavim.
Wow.
Maybe he'll die. Beloy bonim. And she'll do yibim. Upagaya vishas ach. She'll leave him a kamitzvah. You can't marry the ish's ach without yibim.
I'll tell you later why, but I apologize.
Okay, very good. So yibim is mechavim to the rash toivish. And echinam, okay. One third of the Akasha could be, third wants an Aptimina without another step. Here, third is saying an Aptimina without another step. There, you have to say another step, that he then died. The same, could be a third. So why does it didn't say? Uncle Barnum, fun. Okay. But that's the place it says that the Chshash is, it is a Koyin. If he's a Koyin, so that is a Gusha. Fine. Then he says, Toysis, Neo Lishta the Imahen Loimash Mahachi. They ain't other milk and get the lishta. In my hand is them, plural. Laying a sick in my hand with them. The mishma you're saying by
Kedushin. Can I ask you a question?
Right, so that's not mashma like this. A week ago.
Yeah. Messing up iske Kedushin, I can hear. How do you mess up iske Kedushin? You talk about it and you give a woman a dollar, but you give whatever. Her a shtab that says. A whole gitch.
Okay, there are a lot of halachas. There are a lot of details involved in the halacha.
Listen, Kedushin's easy to mess up.
Yeah, okay. But get also. It means that if he doesn't know all the
details, you talk about divorce. You give her this whole stash. She takes it off.
No, but it could be he did something. There's so many halachas involved. He doesn't know that halacha. So he did it in such a way that he thought it wasn't chal, but really was chal. Whatever that would be, whatever example. If you learn all that stuff, how she took it, how he gave it, there's all the halachas involved. You have to say that, okay, so one of these halachas he didn't know. And she says, Imahin's not mashma that way. And furthermore, v'oid, to the command of Pirkin mashma, she is chashash as reishas ish, to omer v'koshin lo'ilo medura ma'alu. The Gemara says in after Gimel that if a person's oisik be tiv, kitim v'kedushin, and it doesn't have. If he doesn't know, tiv give kedushin. He's in mind. He's worse than Dor Mavu. What does it mean? He's worse than Dor Mavu. He's going to cause all kinds of arayas of ishish problems. So that's again. That's not the only problem we can come up with over here. Called the Tosis is the Koyin. It's not an ishish problem. It's much less chumma than that. So it's not mashma like this chat. Here, Toysis now answers. Now it's interesting. Here, Toysis goes back to what Skolnik wanted to say before. He flips it around. He says, "You're right. The Cheshash should have to be that L'Chayra that they got it backwards. They thought it was the Kedushim. It really wasn't. And she goes and says Kedushim Acher, and it really wasn't. So the Mele of the Ishtish. Exactly. Which way you want to find before?" Tyson, for some reason, was going the other direction. I guess because he felt Tyson and Habmanik was that it had to be the same as Kedushin. The same Cheshash as Kedushin. That they thought it wasn't Chal, it really was. But in the Hanami, if you had a Faketa case, they thought it was Chal, it really wasn't. That about it. That's Maskar of Tyson. Very good. The only, yeah, good.
No, but that is like the Kedushin case.
And that, right, Klapei problems in Mishnah, that is like the Kedushin case. Right, this is the setup in the opposite direction, but it comes out the same nafkamina, right? And that fits well with the Gemara later by the Dora Mabel. Oh, the problem with Tosis is that when the Gemara asks the question, lo yeisik imoen, the Gemara says, afilu lo shmir le'odah ravunam ha'shmul, and Tosis, in that line of the Gemara, says, Afilo lo shmiyele, the next time it's Pirish, Adam should nismane agit in the Kiddushin. It sounds like the dying shot, no? Nismane. Shikhan lo yidiyai, Adam yidam shmo, shle kashaba, the shkicha, oh, the mulat on ego jokhi, go shkicha, kule hafi, chemaj, vizok, the yosha kuntras. How does that place go to the Pirish? I don't understand. Unless he's saying Echinami, this Tosfos is not Reb Israel. The Tzaka doesn't go together. This Tosfos goes back to Rashi's Pshat. Tosfos over here was staying over the Shita of one of the Bali Tosfos of Reb Israel.
Which it sounds like he had a problem
with
anyway.
Which it sounds like he had all kinds of problems with. And he, even though he was saying Terutzim, but it could be Tosfos held the Terutzim with Dochuk. And Mimela, now he's going back to learn Mamash like Rashi. Yeah, that's what you have to say.
Reb Israel would have a problem. Any question on him?
I mean, how would he read the Gemara?
Yeah.
I guess he'd have to read Reb Israel, he'd have to read the Gemara. If you look at Shmiele, don't talk about stuff even if you don't know that.
Same thing as the dying.
People talk about that stuff. Right. Vishlomid dying. You say, okay, we're not hiring for the job. Yeah. You know, you can't have, you can't ask him without. Whatever now, but a guy, you know, probably the guy he talks about stuff anyways. He doesn't talk.
Be very careful.
No, you tell a guy.
Be very careful. You shouldn't
talk. Tell a guy.
They wouldn't exist.
No. So you go. No, you're this guy's
Balaam.
You're not sure when Mary will be back. They'll say, before you talk about this, you know, I have to teach you a bunch of halachas. So if you have a teacher, you have to teach you a bunch of halachas. Yeah, exactly. Close in class before you even get involved. Shah. Very good. Weiter. V'chein v'geirish and also v'gidav amal avayat m'shlacha sarayat m'gurasha sarayat m'teret avol adom harayi m'gurasha.
He's such an amorous
man. Me?
No. You're an amorous.
It's easy to know. Zot Pshita. Pshita nosla gitim amla leishta reat bas choyrin. He tells her loshano reat bas choyrin. Loi omar v'loi klub. It's as if he said nothing. Why? Because bas choyrin has nothing to do with mattering her. With marriage. The naftalina of being divorced is that she's now mutter. She was never in Eved, but now Bas Choyrin.
Why does it say Amut?
He can't say that. He can't. No, we had that already. It doesn't work. Because the Lashon is going to be clapping her. Oh, Zokta Ashiloy Omer Klum. This guy should, in cost of Lashon Zeh, beget Shein Zeh Lashon Gevishin. So, the Vishash is Omer over here. What is Rashi saying in cost of Lashon Zeh beget? The Gemara said Omer. We had this question before. Why does Rashi say Kosav? So I think what the Mishash is learning is, based on the Mishash's Kasha. I think he understood Rashi, that Rashi switched to Kosav because Omar doesn't really matter. If you have the correct Siva in the get, and you give it over the correct way, you don't need Omar. You don't need Omar for that. No, we're just like Namira. So Mamela Rashi caps on to Kosa. No, I'm saying Shmuel used the Lashon Omar. The Gemara does use the Lashon Omar. But why does Rashi here change it to Kosa? Could be.
Well, that's what he said.
Yeah. So that was because of Medaber Ima. Iske. Here, not necessarily talking about Medaber Ima. Of course. Now I'm saying.
You obviously have to be.
Yeah, but that's a smash mouth.
I think you can put it in a shot and walk away.
So right, good. I'm saying good. So that's what Rashi understood in the Konami.
Yeah.
That's what Rashi understood. It really means kotel. On that front, Mishasha Kasha, though, but that's not so poshut. Why? Because we already learned in the Gemara in the previous Omer that even by a case of a Daber Ima, let's say, a case where you don't have to say anything, Aval Pichein, if you say something bad or questionable, that's worse than saying nothing. No, it's worse than saying nothing. The Gemara said in Omer Aleph. So the Mishasha Kasha, why did Rashi have to go out of his way to say Kosav? Adirabo. Say Omar. Just the problem is, if you say the words Bas Chorin, it's such a bad lotion that maybe it's worse than saying nothing. And that's people.
It's a bad lotion.
It means you have no idea what you're doing.
Yeah, it's not so bad.
Maybe
it's not so abstract.
But maybe means
it talks like an idiot, but it's not. You're still free and use your guess.
Maybe it means he has no idea what he's doing. I mean, he did his job, that's for sure, right?
Isn't it? I can tell you what you should need to go. I mean, come on.
Maybe it means he doesn't really stop. What is he over here? If we said in a Manalis, that even in a matzah where you don't have to say anything, because the Manalis was talking about the Daber Imbal Iski Gidev Gidev, we pass the Gabyasi, you don't have to say anything. We have a Shari in the Gemara, if you say something that sounds funny or questionable, it could be it's worse than saying nothing. It could be a possible gold thing. At least is it sad to say that. Maybe it's going to be the Mashash there. You're saying no, Rashi. You're saying the answer to Vishash's question. Rashi is no. Rashi learned it can't be. Bas Chorin is not so terrible. It can't be that the Bas Chorin would cause that kind of problem. That's what Rashi learned. It must be he wrote that in the get, and then already the get's not even get. Okay. I'll come upon him. That's the Vishash's order on this Rashi over here. So if he says Bas Chorin to his wife, it doesn't work. It doesn't work because again, he's not mattering her to anybody, right? He's just freeing her. Other Rabbi Rashi says,
you can't garish a woman with a mirror.
He's answering her, well, whatever, he's answering her to Avodim. No, it means he gives the get. But he says his words.
Why? What do you say? What he says? Right. Why does
he want to say that? That's the Mishash. I'm telling the Mishash.
I don't get it.
So Rashi learned, and that's what I'm saying. Rashi learned that it really means. Rashi learned it really means rope it. That's what Rashi said. Males it? No. It has to be the nuts of the yacht.
Well, you can throw it through a source.
Right.
Or aid him somewhere.
Well,
that's not
male.
A male.
That's what I'm trying to say. Rashi says over here, when it says, if he says, Bascharin lo amr v'lo yitzlum, it really means he wrote it that way.
But if he wrote it right.
No, it's not right. Bascharin.
He wrote it good over here.
He wrote it good.
He wrote it good. He wrote it perfectly again. The reason why just writing it and giving it with no medaber imal at all will not be good enough is because we need to know that he has pulled out to give the gift. Really?
Mitzad Atzmoy.
Mitzad him, yeah. Mitzad him. No. The Mitzvah says it has nothing to do with it.
Why?
As the Mitzvah says.
Why? You have to know that he's really doing it sincerely and he knows what he wants.
Because every Kenyan, because every Kenyan.
Because
every Kenyan is that way. Every Kenyan, you have to know.
Isn't that a known?
No.
You don't know people that get upset enough.
Handing your wife
a gift.
Is that a
known? The guy's sitting in the car for 3 hours waiting and says, I'm divorcing you.
Yeah, that's why by
a client. I know somebody who's mad enough, he would actually drive his Lexus to business.
That's why.
And not be serious about it at the end.
That's why by a client, they make, that's what it's in by a client, is you have to fold the get so many times. You know, it's in by,
he might change his mind.
Because we're afraid that he'll do it too quickly, and then once he does it, he can never remarry it. Okay? So the fact that he wrote the riot, we need to have a clear idea that this is what he meant to give over. Whoa. You follow what I'm saying? Or the pancake, we didn't get the pancake.
The food the teenagers didn't.
Okay. You follow, you hear what I'm saying? So now, good, so now what is it? You hear? But that makes sense. Now all of a sudden, he says, Rashi says,
you had to write it. Because if he said it and gave her a good get, she'd be foolish.
Right.
If he said I read it by Torah and he gave her a good get.
Right, that's what Rashi's mashma. So Shash asked.
Well, because what got it started the get?
It didn't. Rashi, no.
What did Rashi?
No.
It's mashma from Rashi. You give a good
mashma from Rashi that it would work anyway. On that practice of Shash, what forced Rashi to say that?
Okay.
Maybe no. Even though you have a good get and everything like that. Even if we're talking about a case where you're medaber ima beforehand, you know this is what you want,
right.
And you don't gotta say nothing. Let's say we're talking about a case where you're not mechuyev to say a word.
Okay.
But still, if you do say a word, if it's the wrong word, it could be worse than not saying anything at all.
Yeah.
That's what we saw in the Manalis. You could have such a mitzvah. Why? Because now we have all kinds of doubts about what he's really trying to do over here. Maybe the guy Bechalis
is all based on that. We need to know that.
That's what Shash is. He has that. That's what the Mitzvah said. That's what the Mitzvah said clearly. The whole bar says he said, he has that. Her doubt doesn't matter. If I get. Okay, come on.
If he actually went and put it in her chutzner, that's enough doubt.
If better off
also, he went. Better off by saying nothing.
Right.
Maybe.
Right.
Well. Yeah, if you have Madabi Ima beforehand, then for sure.
He did everything right, and he just gave it to her, and it is, but he said, alright, but her, right. That could be a problem.
Right, that's a bit understanding. It could be better off saying nothing. Fine. Amen the Shifchas, we have Madabi Ima beforehand, tells the Shifchas she's mutter, Laimer Lakum, it doesn't work, because that's not the point that she's mutter, the point that she's free. Now, what about, those two things are partial to us. What about, Amen the Lishtay Reat Latsmeik, Mao, what's the deal then? Mi Amin al Malacha Kamala, does he mean the Malacha? Meaning, that the din is, she has to give him her ma'is yadayim. So does it mean that he's telling her, you know what, you can keep your ma'is yadayim? Or does it mean completely she's on her own? Which means a divorce.
But again, this case is giving you a good get.
The question is, what about the Mishas? What would he say to that? Okay. The Rishash would have to say, use a weird lashon. We're gonna have to stop. So what would be? What? How do we tie up what he's saying? Not necessarily according to the Rishash. According to Rashi, yes. You mean did Shaila of Atzmei? No, I'm not sure. According to Rishash, no. According to Rashi, yes. According to Rishash, maybe not. Okay, fine. That would be even a bigger kiddush according to Rishash. That Atzmei makes it a Shaila. So I'm going to be in the Rashi Toshma, the Tanya, Gubish will get Shichur. What are you writing to get Shichur? A get Shichur that you give to your Eved. What do you write? One cookie, take for Chaim. They're for you. They brought them over here for you. They're kosher. So Shema Adetanya, Gubba Shukha Shukha, Avrei Atah Ben Chorin, Avrei Atah La'atmecha. You see, La'atmecha means it's free. Hashtumai, but can I need to call it like Gufay? then there's a real kin in the guf of the African Ayni. We spoke about this before. And yet, he has a strong kin in the African Ayni. And still, when he says, it's enough to release him, Isha, he does not have a kin in the guf of Isha, right? That's what we spoke about. But close again, that this lashon would be enough to send her out. Aye, Frek ties to the kasher. If you're going to make a kav chomer like that, so why didn't you make the kav chomer by bas chayrin too? If I say to a shif kav bas chayrin, it works. So make the same kav chomer. A shif that has a kinyan in the guf, the lashon bas chayrin works. The kav chomer by the ish, the lashon bas chayrin should work. What's the teretz? Teretz's name, Zok Toises. We only make a kav chomer when the lashon is shaykh. But when the lashon is not shaykh, no kav chomer in the world is going to help you. Yes, he starts at the top. So then I can make a kav chomer. If it works for the stronger kinyan of Eved, then it definitely works for the weaker kinyan of Isha. But if the larger by Schoen is not shaykh, then I'm not going to get a kav chomer out of it.
Is Baschoen Mam so?
Yeah, but Schoen always means that
as opposed to Shia, which you register us?
Yeah, but that's supposed to Shia. That's not Baschoen. That's the Baschoen matter. That's the Baschoen being matter. But Baschoen always means with the old.
Situation that changed?
Yeah, exactly. Baschoen
before is Baschoen
Mam. Right. Right. What if he says to an Eved, Ainli Asik Bicha? My, what's the din then? Ainli Asik Bicha, my. Okay. Yeah, you don't gotta work anymore, but you're still owned by me. Or no, I'm not setting you free. On the Menachem of Ashi, Rabbi Lover Chan, because all of Ashi, Toshma, I'll prove it to you. I'm going to have to do it to Kukhov. If he sells an Ebbet to a Goy, you have to the Chedra. So first of all, we have a Kanaf on this guy. You sell your Ebbet to a Goy, you go free. Because you're not allowed to sell your Ebbet to a Goy. You can't sell your Ebbet Kanaini. Ebbet Kanaini has some level of Kedusha also. Right? You cannot sell him to an Ebbet Kukhov. So you have to the Chedra. Right? Meaning to say, Rashi says, not only do you have to be paid to him back up to 10 times his value, because that's the kenas we put on you, but even once you get him back, he goes free. Yeah, that's how messed up you are if you sell him to a goy. So don't do it. But some get shirchur and abomination. Then you have to give him a get shirchur to set him free. Okay. That's only if you never wrote to him oinoi. About kosel of oinoi. But if you wrote to him, Oinoi Zeu Shechuroi, that is his Shechur. How do you write Oinoi? Rav Sheish says, the cost of law, he writes to the Eved beforehand, because you divach mimenu, when you run away from the Goy, Einli Eisek B'chad, no Eisek with you. So what do you see? If you lost him, Einli Eisek B'chad means, I set you free in Gansin. So the Shiloh, Ein Eisek B'chad, we see clear that it's not the works to set him, to make him into Ben Chorin completely. When you run away from the Eved Kochavim, it doesn't mean from now you're free. It means you're free from when you run away from him. Why not just free him now? It's an interesting thing. Because if you free him now, he'll be a Ben Chayim right away. Meaning we're saying, if you sold him to the Goy, you got to deport him back to the Goy. When you get him back to the Goy, you got to set him free. But when you originally sent him packing, if you wrote him a shtar, then when you run away from him, you're free, then that's good enough. Why not just say you're free from now? Because anyway, you got to free him. So it says, like Tosfos says, if you make him free now, then he's kind of mitzvahs. But you call a kaim of the vase of Gokhovim, and he's sending him to a guy's house where he won't be able to do the mitzvahs. You made him chayv and tayyik mitzvahs in a master where he's not going to do them, so you're setting him up for a terrible master. So that's why it's right. Lichus shetiv nachminenu. Shkoyah. Will you convene in exactly 2 weeks?